Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. We are so excited. We have a full house today. You remember these girls. We've been on trips, right? Remember seeing everybody? Now we're doing another trip. This is a head trip. Yes. Trip to other dimensions, trips to others, to portals. Let's see. Trips to...
You know, I just had a client today go, oh, I remember, because I was telling her to tune in tonight. And she said, I remember, I just saw the picture or the show where all of you guys were in Sedona.
Oh, wow.
And we were all in the same room together. So that wasn't that long ago. Here we are again.
Absolutely. You know, we came up with this crazy idea to do this event, and it's because, you know, there are a lot of things going on right now, and you know, that can be kind of scary, and it's exciting and scary at the same time to a lot of people. And so this is where we want to take this and kind of go, okay, this is where we're at and what's going on. And oh my gosh, isn't this cool? Isn't it amazing? Right, Monica? anyway,
so,
isn't it fun? Monica Dunn. I just tweaked it to me to be amazing. Isn't it amazing?
That's right. That's right. Because that's
she's got fun trademarked. I'm doing amazing. Okay. So it's
okay.
Just, I love it. So it all has the same effect. It has the same end result.
So I'm going to jump in real quick before we get to talking to these ladies and do my spiel. Can I do that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Monica? No, I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't it be fun, Tracy?
If I did that, if I just jumped in and did that. Okay, so I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. You guys are amazing. You were showing up before we even got here, so thank you for showing up and being here. We got Tracy, Cindy, Beth. We got Kathy. We've got Corey. We've got Judy. And I think everyone else is just saying hi and from all the different places you guys are from. Yeah, we need that. We got Corey saying California. We know we got some people from Australia in here. Tracy's letting us know she's from Australia. You guys, we love it when we hear where you're coming from. Get in here, chat with us. Now, if you're watching this later on YouTube, we are not live. But if you want to watch us live, we are on BBS Radio TV Friday nights on Facebook. So come join us live over there so you can join us in the chat. Otherwise, just keep posting down below, and everything we're talking about today, I'm going to have the link right down below, at least on my YouTube, I am. Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, should we introduce everybody, or go ahead and talk about introduce the event? How do we want to do this? It doesn't matter. This is how my day has been. Anyway, we all came up with this great idea. Actually, I think we all agreed. A couple people said, let's do this. And then we were all like, yes, that's a great idea. You know, and it's really cool how we're all creative people. We can manifest things. And we just, and this was something we're like, why don't we pull together what we can do and have a fun day and teach and work with people and enjoy and just have fun. So that's where we came up with, you know, the name. And what really inspired it is when we decided on a date, we had to come up in a certain time. And so we, perfect. And so we have, it's the Lion's Gate Portals to Ascension or into Enlightenment. See, I told you I was going to mess it up.
I like what she said though. It is a portal to Ascension.
It's right here in front of me. She even wrote it in front of me so I could
try
see
to
it.
Help.
Gosh. Anyway, it's so fun. We're bringing all these different things in. So we'll talk about that. So this isn't everybody here. This is who could make it. So it's most of us, but it's anyway. So we have, let's see. Now, I don't know how it's working in everybody else's group, but according to mine on my screen, I have next to me is Erica Middlemiss.
Hello.
Yeah. And then Sarah Breastman Cosme. Yay. And then Tracy. And then we have Monica Dunn.
Hi.
Yay. And we just, like I said, we have a fantastic time doing different things. And this is just, you know, we maybe we're just, this is a great thing to start doing and helping others to realize they can do, you know, why not?
Yes. Yeah. I told somebody the other day, I'm probably the worst practitioner you can find because I want to teach you everything I know so that you don't need me.
Right.
Like I'm really bad for repeat business because I will teach it to you if I can.
Aww.
And I think that that is such a truth about all of us here is that we really want to help everybody get to these places where you can find your answers and understand more about your life, what you're doing, why you're here.
Right.
So, yeah, very cool. Yeah. So should we just play a little bit about what we're all doing here? I have the weirdest thing coming up on here with there's an advertisement on my other screen that's going right across Monica's face. And I keep thinking, what's Monica trying to show me? It's the Facebook is putting an ad on her face.
That's funny. That's funny because it's always, you know, wouldn't it be fun? And so what is it? I mean, it'd be interesting if it's something that maybe you do need.
It was whatever it was. It was $13.99. Okay. Here's a little confession. I think it's really fun, those little e-bikes, the ones that have the batteries on them. And I'm like, my sister had one and I rode it on the beach. I was like, this is so fun. You barely have to pedal. And I'm like, I'm really all about minimizing my efforts, right? Including when I'm on a bike. And so I've been looking at these little electric bikes and I think that's what it keeps. Yeah. Accessible to people of all ages. It's the e-bike.
Isn't it so funny how the ads just follow you around now? And even if you have your phone on you and you're talking to somebody else, your phone pick up.
Absolutely.
Even if you're just thinking it, it will pop.
I have, yeah.
Out of my head.
Last weekend, I was being teased because somebody was talking to me. I said, what? And they're like, are you hard of hearing? I'm like, so then, of course, I'm like, what? And doing it more. So it became a thing and it kind of became a thing all week. All of a sudden I'm getting ads for hearing aids. So absolutely true. It does happen like that. They're listening. They're listening better than I was because what?
Keywords.
Yeah.
So now everybody's going to get their ads for hearing aids and we're all going to hear each other. It could be wonderful.
And e-bikes.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes. E-bikes.
Oh my God, we all could you imagine us girls all going on a bike ride on an e-bike, right?
That'd be so fun.
Well, this is so easy. Yeah, I think that's got to be our future. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. Yeah. All right, so I want to dive into this Lionsgate portal that we're doing. We picked the Lionsgate because it's such a powerful, wonderful energy, right? And it's these magical portals of just extraordinary manifestations. And, you know, we got to get clear in our minds. What do we want? What do we want to manifest and create? And and we've been doing it. We've been creating a lot of things as a collective, as our, I call us the girl group. I don't know if you guys know that that's a name that you have. But, my traveling girl group right here.
That is an accurate description.
Uh-huh. We're missing Tiffany and we're missing Suzanne tonight, but you know, we got our girl group that we like to go and take our little adventures with, and we've been manifesting some amazing things and we want to share that with you guys. We want you guys all to be able to find your people and your tribes and your manifestations and your joy, because life is so much more fun, right? It's just a good thing. So we have six of us speaking. Tiffany, Julia's daughter, is going to be facilitating. She's going to be behind the scenes, wiping her brow and moving us around. And today, and I don't even know, I think Erica and I might be the only ones in the know on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got a surprise for all of you guys.
Cool.
We are going to be doing a 1 hour segment each, six of us doing that with 30 minute intermissions, right? Tell them what's going to happen in the 30-minute intermissions, Erica.
This is so exciting. So my partner, who is an amazing sound healer, he's going to be putting together some sound healing recordings, and also we'll find a spot to pop in live as well. So he won't be able to do live each half hour throughout the day, but his recordings will be in there that he's already been preparing, and they're so good. He shared one with me this morning and I was like, okay, yes, that. So I'm really excited about those.
He did a sound healing with us when we were in Colorado, and oh my gosh, it was amazing. He is fantastic.
Yeah, very excited about our new addition. So yeah, Erica and I were the only ones that cut it. We were talking about it. He was in the background. She shouted it out to him and he started working on it like that. Oh. So very excited to bring that piece and make that announcement tonight. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to kickstart this. Everybody's got a different topic. And you guys all know us as QHHT practitioners. And of course, Julia with being the teacher of this beautiful modality, but we're doing something different. Mm-hmm. So I think we should just talk about that. I mean, a lot of you guys know I do the channeling with the Octurians, and I put that there so I could go, Octurian, look like that. So I'm going to be doing that and bringing a message in from Octurian Daniel in the collective. And I asked, what am I going to be talking about? And it's giving messages to you guys about what's going on the planet right now. What's going on around the world? How's it affecting you? And ways to work with that energy. So that's going to be my thing. Then I think it goes to Erica next, right?
It does. Yes. So my favorite thing to share with people is an understanding of who they truly are, who we truly are, what we're made of, and how powerful we are. And this power that exists within all of us, we all have it, and it's so easy to get to it, and we just have to understand it. And so that's what I'm going to be helping people understand, is their own connection to their higher self and how powerful they are and how they can use their energy to focus, to manifest anything that they want. So
we'll say it like that again.
I know. In my little voicemail voice, my friend called.
Little phone voice, anything.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Anything you want. Oh, see, now I'm going to a different kind of phone voice.
That's going to be on a different weekend. Oh my goodness. Okay. Monica, you're after Erica.
All right. So I will be doing a group past life regression. And I'm really excited for everyone to experience this, because really anything can happen. You can go to any lifetime, whether it's on this planet, off this planet, different dimensions, parallel realities, anything. So, and anything can be healed and anything can be discovered. Come with an intention to set for what you would like to receive or what you would like to understand in your life or transmute, really anything. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
That's going to be so cool. Mm-hmm. You know what's fun for me is I get to go first, and then I just get to kick back and enjoy the rest of the day until we do the questions at the end.
I have a question on that, because it's a group regression, and a lot of times when that's done in person, we have people lying on the floor, we have, you know, they get comfortable and everything. Do you have any suggestions of what you would like people to do to get ready to do?
Yeah, I just would suggest finding the most comfortable place for you, whether it's even lying on a bed could be really just a super cozy, comfy place where you're just not thinking about your body and you can just completely relax. So a bed would be a great spot. If you, if that isn't as comfortable, then find a really comfy chair, just a way to just totally relax and let go so that your higher self can just come through and bring to you whatever it is that you need.
So cool.
Yes.
And what's great about it too is that there's a collective energy that takes place when you're doing it in a group. So you're getting also the energy of everyone else. And I mean, sometimes people even have the same experience or mm-hmm. something really similar. There's crossover or, you know, so it's great to have that dynamic of everyone.
I think we've seen that we've seen that several times where like some people end up being in the same life or something, or have, like you said, like parallel, they're doing something, it's very similar, like That yeah. is so amazing. And it's like these people found each other.
Well, even when we did the regression on me a couple times, mm-hmm. Most of the people in the room were part of that lifetime.
That's right. That's right. And in maybe three two. Different classes, at least two, mm-hmm. but maybe even yeah. the one in Peru. I wonder.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, that's yeah. true. Gosh.
It might have been. I don't remember if that one did so much, but the other two definitely.
I don't remember that one because I never wrote it down.
Well, every group regression I've ever done, that has been the case. That wow. either the same life or a similar life, or one person had information for another. So, yeah.
Because there's no coincidences, so cool. you know?
Exactly.
I mean, everybody that joins this group will be supposed to join this group for a reason. It's okay. always so set up. It's so interesting.
Yeah, and even if you're not listening, if you're not joining live, even on the yeah. playback, you'll still, because there is no time, you know, right. It's quantum time. So even if you're just listening to the recording and you're doing the group regression, you can still have that experience, which is so yeah. amazing.
Well, and that brings up a good point too, because we are going to record these. So if you are signing up and you can't make it to everything, voila, you're going to get a recording. But here's another great point. You can listen to it again and maybe have even another experience and another one and another
yes.
one.
Yes.
So I love that. That's another great reason to sign up and
yeah, because information always comes in layers.
And yes.
we may be thinking we're speaking about one thing. You may be thinking you're hearing about one thing, but every time you listen again, it will be different layers of the material. It'll be whatever you're needing at that time.
So Patricia is saying that she's traveling that day, and hopefully that answered that question. We are recording this. If you sign up, you will get access to that recording. We were talking about making it available afterwards, but if you want to make sure you get it, sign up now, and then you'll be on that email list yeah. to the link for the recording. So even if you can't make the live event, but you would like to participate and you'd like to see or hear the lectures, please, by all means, get signed up. You'll get the recordings, and it's going to be extraordinary. I'm so excited. So yeah. So Sarah, I think you would be the next one up.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited about this event because I just think if people even knew a quarter of the information that comes through these clients when they're deep under hypnosis, it would just help them so much. There'd be so much less worry, so much less stress, so much less trauma. And, you know, just what like Monica said, how there's no such thing as time. There's every single thing that's happening is happening in the now, whether it's in the past or the future. So we're multidimensional. So there's different parts of ourselves that people would consider more advanced. And they might consider those extraterrestrial if they don't live on this planet. And a lot of times those are actually the client. So they're a different version of the client, you could say more advanced. But when they come through these clients and they give them this profound wisdom, it's so life-changing. And I'm super passionate about helping people uncover the truth and uncover all these secrets and mysteries. And I'm going to help as many people as I can to like die and do it all again. So I compiled a list. Because you know it's true. It's true. I compiled a list of really like profound things that my clients have said, or these extraterrestrials have said through my clients, that could really help people become like a superhuman. I mean, I've tried them myself and they're really powerful. So I'm really excited about sharing these secrets.
I love it. Here's what else I love is you are probably in the hottest area out of all of us, and you almost look like you're sitting in a Christmas setting. It almost looks
like a Christmas tree. I was just thinking that. I was like, is that a Christmas tree?
I know. I was starting to want to go get a jacket, and I'm like, wait a minute. It's like 97 degrees outside. It always cries. And it's probably your Wi-Fi, but it's blinking in the background, which kind of gives the illusion of Christmas lights.
Well, just give that illusion.
Yeah, we're gonna have this illusion of Christmas with Sarah, and I love
meanwhile, it's like super hot outside.
I have a picture of we did the class in Miami that one, yeah, and we were talking, yes, yeah, right. Anybody that's done a class with me, they know that, well, first of all, in my defense, when you're up front teaching a class, you have a lot of energy going on. Okay. So just first there, and everybody else is seated. So they're not moving around and being the target, I guess, you know, one, you have a lot of energy going on, but also you have a lot of energy coming at you. And so that's not happening to people sitting in the room. So I always need it to be cool. I need it to be cooler. And sometimes people say it's too cold and they start turning up the heat. And I'm like, get it back down so that I can, because if I'm sweating, it's not pretty.
And I'm right there with Julia. Yeah.
But go ahead.
And so it's so funny. And in this class, I looked over here. I think it was after we had done a session. We had done the demonstration. I don't remember, but because there was a sofa over there. So it's like, it was either we were getting ready to or we had done it. But I looked over and Sarah's sitting there. She has her ski cap on. She's got this whole, you know, bundled up. She's got mittens, the whole bit. And she just...
I was like, I am not going to be cold. That's it. I'm coming prepared. I'm coming full on like Arctic weather gear. You know, if you ever do another live class, I'm going to get like hand warmers and I'm going to just go for it because I'm one of those people that freezes.
You know, and
I think she's just bringing it here. So.
Yeah, I think she is. She's like I said, probably in the hottest spot of all of us. And she's got long sleeves on. She's got the Christmas tree up. She's got things going on. But, you know, Kaya's not much different. And when we had the reunion and we went to Animal Kingdom and we're all wearing shorts and short sleeves and flip flops and they are bundled up with their hats and their winter down jackets. And they're all both Sarah and Kaya trying to stay warm. So Florida does something to you, I'll tell you.
I think it thins your blood out or something. It makes you
maybe. I don't know. I'm glad to know. I'm glad that he also feels the same way about cold weather.
Yeah. Cold weather, is that what you called it?
Yeah. I mean, anything below 70 is really cold.
he's also, yeah, the cold weather. Okay. Yeah. All right. So before Julia, we have Suzanne. Mm-hmm. Does anybody want to dive into what Suzanne's doing? Or?
She has her method that she created, and it's called Talk. Oh, shoot. The Art of Universal Knowing. I remembered it. Wow.
Oh, look at you.
It's where she uses the pendulum and she gets messages through that, and she'll be talking about that and maybe even teaching some too, because she does teach this. Right, showing how it comes through. But that's part of what this is all about. We all have these abilities, and these are just different tools, different things to use to open that up, you know, so we can do these things that are perfectly natural.
It is. You know, I've said it before, it's like, I'm not special with the stuff I can tune into, and neither, you know, everyone has that ability. And, you know, rather it's reading, mediumship, channeling, automatic writing, light language, whatever it is that you see other people do that you're drawn to, it just means you can do it too. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to read Suzanne's, but I think you covered it better than the write-up that we have. So that's perfect. That's great.
And that was a very encapsulated thing. It's really cool to watch her do it. She's done it for me in the past, and it was really exciting. And I've seen messages that she's had come through. Her father comes through a lot, and she speaks with a lot of guides and archangels and beings and things. So it's really, really cool. To see how it works.
It's going to be exciting to watch that.
Yeah.
And there's one more. Shall we drum roll this one out?
No, please don't.
So Julia, who is more of the closet psychic and channel, and is more and more of it's coming out. What are you doing, Julia?
Because of Miss Tracy over here, who keeps pushing.
I have no choice.
But you're so good. You're so psychic, Julia, and you're so tuned in.
That's right. So,
That's the rules.
What was that?
I said, when Julia speaks, you listen, because you always have this.
And I wasn't listening.
I was like, yeah, thanks for listening.
That's because you weren't the one talking, Julia. That's why you didn't hear it.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Well, goodness. All right. And this is another one of these things. I mean, Tracy's been pushing me on this. When did we meet, Tracy, the very first time?
2012 was the first time, but I think we became friends more around 2014.
Yeah, so 2014 is when she started this. Okay, so that'll give you an idea of how long this one has been going. So, and I can be a little resistant sometimes, you know. But what's exciting is this has been coming up more and more. I need to do this. And now Sarah's been on the case too recently of, you know, pushing me on this. So whether she realized, yeah, you realize it, I think.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm nervous about, this will be the first time I'm ever doing this. I'm talking on this and we'll see where it goes. But I've been having lots of proddings, just like with Soul Speak. I had lots of proddings from beings I could see and beings I couldn't see. So it's very similar to that. This is the biggest thing I want you to know. It's like, you know, Erica's talking about these abilities, and we're all talking about these abilities that we have, but she's talking about how powerful we are, and these are things that we can do. And one of the things that we can do that we thought only very special people or no non-human, whatever, could do is we have lights that come out of our hands. We have lights that come out of different parts, but definitely the ones that come out of the hands, we can direct those and we can do things with them. Oh my gosh, my whole body is just buzzing. But we can do things.
She's sending us light right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing this for you right now. And the light goes where it is needed. It's so fun because when you get into the flow, your hands are directed to go exactly where is necessary to help another person. And this is where it expands. This is coming in right now. What, didn't that sound like a news broadcast?
Yeah, I almost went boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. What did they always say?
Just in.
Because it's coming in right now. So you can do that with people and you can do that with other things like events, like with things, like with, it's like there's no limit to what it be done to because it's energy and everything is energy. So of course, if you're working with energy and you're in a world of energy, then there is no limit to what can be done. So anything that you are doing, then you can do that. And I love how Monica was talking about the intent. You put the intent out there of what you want. See, that's everything. Intention. Your intention is always ahead of you in what you're doing. So it is with this as well. So this is just another tool, another thing that we're doing. And I'm going to have a very interactive part to my talk. So I'll have everybody come in and we will activate your hands so that you'll be able to start working. Yeah.
I'm going to jump in because you said words like, this is just another tool. This is a really cool tool. And I think it comes from a very ancient part of who we are, not just as humans, but as souls and as beings of light. And so it's an extraordinary thing to bring forward and to share and to activate apparently everybody into.
Yeah. And I like that you brought up the ancient thing about it, because that there's a story behind that. If I could tell it very quickly, I'll compress it kind of like Erica did before or the show. She took a story and did like this with it. It was beautiful.
We wish it had a better ending.
I will see if I can do that. I was shown in a session that I was doing this, and I had the lights come out of hand, and I'm showing people how to do this. And they were saying in that session, they were saying, this is how we heal the earth. Cause it showed, it's like, each person learns just how to work with this. And then it took it out to this broad level. And it said, this is how the earth heals, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I have no idea what you're talking about. This is all foreign language to me at that time. I went with mom shortly after that. She was doing a talk in North Carolina, and I went with her. And then on one of the nights off, they had an experiencer group that was meeting, and they invited us to join them in that group. And it's like, well, okay, fine. I don't have any experiences to talk about, but okay, that I know of. They're all doing their thing. They're sharing. And then they turn to me and they're like, Julia, what have you had happen? Do you have anything? I'm like, no, I don't have this kind of experience that you are having. I don't have any ETs visiting me that I know of. And that we're talking a while back, this is going on. Okay. Anyway. And they said, well, anything, it was just so funny because they had to be intuitive to know that there was something. And I said, well, this happened, and told them about this, what I saw in the session. They're like, Oh my goodness. This one person, and she was sitting across from me, and that was cool. The energy right there. And she said, in Lemuria, there were people that would just go around and they would sense in a building if there was somebody in there that needed something, and they would just cast their light at them, at that building or whoever, and then they would receive whatever they needed. And they called themselves light casters. And I was like, oh, and when she said that, my whole body just buzzed, and it so resonated. I'm like, well, whenever I start doing this, I will call myself a light caster. So that's where the term light caster came from. And apparently it goes back at least to Lemuria.
I had a session just like that, Julia.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Of course you did, because we were on the ship together. So,
of course. Right? Yeah.
So what, tell me about it.
Well, it was a woman in that lifetime. And of course I have to remember, but she would travel around. And when I asked her how she knew where she needed to go, she would just sense the energy. And sometimes she wouldn't go into the building. She would just send it from out there because that's all they needed, or that's all they could handle, or she could sense where they were. And that's what she would do. She would just travel out around, and sometimes she would work with the people, mm-hmm. and sometimes she would just send it. But then now that I'm talking about it, once I moved her on and she was done with that lifetime, she went into another realm where all of the people were there healing the earth with sound and with light.
Yeah.
So just what you were talking about earlier. I have goosebumps now that all just came together like that.
I was just sitting here thinking, oh my God, you guys are talking and they're showing me. I mean, in so many sessions that I have, people are here. They're the conduit or the bridge to all the galactic ones that are helping, that are sending the energy in, so that, and they, the ones that are here are the, like the meters, so that they know how much to send in and how much not to, due to their experience. So all of your light casting friends are out there in the collective sending energy in.
Oh, that's so cool.
And you guys are here as communicators to say more, less, this, that. You're the gauges to how much they send. And while you guys were talking, I was just getting blah, 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 all that coming in.
And that makes so much sense for the people that I have met that are that have like epileptic type situations. And I was told they knew they were coming in to hold the energy, and they just said, bring it on, give it to me. And they got too much, and then they needed it to be turned down. And that goes right on with what you're saying. I mean, it's like, yeah, all these pieces to this puzzle. Oh my gosh.
Crazy. And you guys, more of this. Mm-hmm. August 6th. There's no accident, like we were talking about. There's no accident in the people that come together, and our group just kind of formed itself, and the things that we've been getting to do are just incredible. And again, we want to share this energy with everybody. And this is a great way for us to do it and to bring it out for everyone to enjoy it. But yeah, that was pretty cool to watch you two bouncing that back and forth. And I'm just like my head.
I got another piece.
Oh my gosh. This is a piece of the puzzle. Yeah, because I kept seeing all these people are here as bridges to these other collectives that are sending the frequencies so that we can all survive this shift into the new earth. Mm-hmm. But it makes so much sense that they're the light casters.
But there's such an effort to heal the earth as well, you know, and yeah. One of the perfect, it's funny how, what you guys are talking about, but I was told through the higher self of one of the people I work with that my job is to help people release their trauma, because when you release trauma and you release these stuck souls, it helps the earth. So essentially I'm helping the earth by writing these books and allowing people to release the stuck part of themselves. Yeah. So I think it's such a huge effort. Everybody's here to do that, to help themselves and the earth and other people.
Absolutely.
So cool. Yeah, because we're also one with the earth.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Like, she's not separate from us. So when we heal ourselves, we're also healing her.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And everyone in the chat room is also agreeing and resonating with that. We got buzzing going on, body buzzing.
Okay. Yeah, my whole body was just.
That's what happens when we get together.
Mm-hmm. we'll just keep zzzing you guys out. Yeah. So very exciting. And I love that Brian's going to come in and do the sound healing for us. You guys, what a treat this is going to be. You're literally, this is going to start at 10 a.m. Central. So if you are in a different time zone, please, please, please figure out your time zone so you're able to get to everything on time. We will send a link out. Once you get signed up, the link will get sent out next week right before the event. It'll get created and sent out to everybody. I'm not quite sure how, this is a different platform than I use. So I'm going to have Julia kind of explain what you're going to expect when you get signed on.
Yeah, when you come in, it'll be in a webinar platform. So when you come in, you'll be in a room. It's like you're in an auditorium, but you're in another room and you'll be able to see the speakers, but they won't be able to see you unless they want you to. So you can be brought from that room into the front room where the speakers are if we have questions or if we want to interact. And that's what I meant by I was going to have everybody come into the room, like toward the end where we'll work and we'll be interactive, and any of us can do that. So, but this is like, if you attend webinars, you notice that everything, you can see everything that's happening and you can write questions and things like that. And they can, and the speakers can see that, you know, so there's interaction in that way, but you won't physically be on the screen with them and they, you know, to ask the question unless they want you to be there, you know, and they might have points like that. We will have a panel at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that definitely we can, you know, we can do that way, or we can just have everybody in the room at this, at that point. You know, we haven't decided that how we're going to do it, but that would make sense to do it that way.
I think it'd be fun to have us all in there. So that's a good reminder too, that when you're watching each of these, maybe have a notepad with you in case one of us is saying something that you have a question about, and write the question down so that that's going to be something that could be brought forward later instead of going, oh, I remember when that crazy lady at the very beginning was channeling and she said something and I want to ask something about that. And it's going to be really cool if you write the question down, and it's going to be really even more cool if the crazy lady can remember what she said enough to answer your question. So,
that's so true for many of us, because, and any of you out there too, when you're in these zones and we do this, we're not always fully in our body. And there is a you know, Tracy will definitely be channeling. She'll be all channeling. That's what her topic is. Most of us, you know, that's the plan. You will be channeling. But we may be also, the stuff comes in so easily, and that's where, you know, we're guided. That's the beauty of this. You know, these guys love this kind of platform too. They love to be here. Hey, Suzanne's here.
Yay! Gang's all here. Yay. Let's get Tiffany in. I saw Tiffany in the chat room. So, okay.
TJ, can you bring
Suzanne
into the mix?
On really quick. When you said that everyone's going to be in the auditorium, that's where that multidimensional place was where they were light casting. An auditorium.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
There she is.
Crazy. Hi.
Love it.
That's even cooler. I mean, we just getting one confirmation after
right.
Another.
Yeah.
Suzanne. Well, Suzanne,
I gave an abridged description of what you're doing, but why don't you describe what you'll be talking about?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, everybody, this is Suzanne Spooner.
Hi, everybody. So what I'm going to be doing is talking about how easy it is for us to connect into other realms and dimensions using the tools of channeling. And I'll be demonstrating how we do that. We can practice a little bit using a pendulum, or if you have a necklace and a string with something attached to it, it's really easy. We're just using our the energy field off of our body. Yeah, there you go, Tracy.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. It's good. Yeah. And so it's just an amazing experience. Just another way of that we are connected to everything, and we can get that information, and you can talk with your own high selves, and you can talk with loved ones that have passed over, your guides, your angels. Sorry.
Your dogs.
Dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. I talk to my animals, both that are living and those that have passed. And it's very amazing. And I'm going to move my laptop to a different room. So.
Oh, I don't think it's the dogs. I don't know if they're that loud.
They're not.
They're probably bothering you more.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
At least we get the tour.
Oh, you know what else though? I've got to look into this a little bit more. I'm writing a book, and I was going through some old messages, and there was a really cool ascension class that I was channeling, I think back in 2011. They're giving me all the details of this ascension class. I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot about that. And it gave some exercises for bringing your energy field up. So I've got to reread that a little bit, but we might try one of those exercises out too.
That'd be great.
Wow.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So many cool things. And thanks for the tour.
I think my house is very clean. Sorry.
Well, your house is very clean. I kind of tempted to call the dogs to see if we can get them in that room now. That'd be fun. So just all of these amazing things. We just need Tiffany on here. And she's ignoring the fact that I said she's in the chat room. She hasn't.
Like, nope, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
You could put Piper on there. So I did put the link in the chat if you guys are interested right now, or you can go to any one of our Facebook pages or social media. We have them there. The links are up. There is an event page for it. Let's see, anywhere else, YouTube, where else can we find it? I mean, the link, we're trying to make it as accessible for you guys and easy to find as possible. So if you are listening live and you're in the chat room, it's in there. And so anybody else have any other places that they've located the link for their followers? No, we're good.
All right, we're done.
No. So what else do you guys want to share about this? I mean, the way that it all came together was kind of fun, and just an idea, a thought that got thrown out, and and we all just, I mean, it fell together like bam, bam, bam. It's like, yeah, let's do it. And then it all got set up. And
well, that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah. So that was fun. That was good.
I mean, that's an excellent representation of manifesting when it's in the flow, when you're doing it. And it's, you know, we're always like, is this supposed to be, should I be doing this? If it goes like this, yes. If you keep hitting walls, probably not.
You know? Yeah, it's moving into the higher frequencies, into the higher dimensions where things become effortless. And, you know, I've had this sort of, this week, clients have been saying, I can't believe I get paid to do this because it's so easy. I mean, Tracy and I just had this conversation too, where it just feels like I can't even believe I'm getting paid to do this because it's so effortless.
You mean doing sessions, right?
I mean,
okay, because your client isn't being paid to do it. So it's,
no, I mean, I'm talking about their own.
What you're saying here,
they're referring to their
writing
own
people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your clients are saying they love their job.
Mm-hmm. I love my job so much. I can't believe I get paid to do this.
Yeah.
And that's how life should be. That's what we're moving into.
Yeah. Yeah. I realized when Tiffany said, hey, when I win the lottery, you know, and she's listing off all these beautiful things that she would create for the group with that, I was sitting there thinking, but we still get to work, right?
I tried to win the lottery. I was like, you know what? I'm going to use hypnosis and I'm going to bring somebody to the lottery ticket. And the higher self just laughed. They're like, Sarah, if we let you win the lottery, then you won't do your work.
Oh my goodness. That's right. You'll be just getting the bigger boat that we saw you posting, the yacht from your
yeah. No, yeah. I love doing this. It's really fun.
Well, I think that's kind of common with all of us, is that even if we won the lottery, we'd probably all still be doing the work we're doing. And that says a lot for Dolores Cannon and what she's created, and for all the people. I mean, I have been meeting so many people taking the level one course, the level two course, you know, Monica just had her L1 or the level one companion class, and we met some very dynamic ladies that are jumping in and they're going to be amazing at it. And you can see the passion in them too, that they're so excited to get their career started with this, because it's such an amazing thing to work with.
Yeah. So, it's not a job. It becomes your life. I mean, it's something else entirely. And that's what they say. Mom was always saying that, if you find something that you love, that you're passionate about, you'll never work a day in your life. You will always, and you're just doing what you love and it takes care of you.
Yeah.
It's just how it works.
So tomorrow is my mom's 75th birthday. We're having a big party for her. So I marked the whole day off and I was sitting waiting. I was like, oh, how much longer before the show? You know, I'm checking the time. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't work tomorrow. And I wasn't sure how I felt about that. It's like, I'm used to taking Sunday off, but I was like, oh, I don't have any clients tomorrow. I mean, that's, you guys are addictive as clients. I love meeting people and sharing all that time with you. And so, yeah, so it is, it's part of my life and I look forward to it. So that's good.
I found that when, on the days that I'm doing sessions, I really enjoy that time that I'm unplugged, that I'm with one-on-one with that client. When on my days off, I'm going so many different places and directions and juggling balls. And today it's been a good day like this. I have not hardly sat down unless I was talking with Sarah earlier on Zoom or with you guys. So the session days are, for me, it's my quieting down time. And that's when I get to learn so much through the client and what evolves in their session. And, you know, we all love geeking out with the high selves and, you know, hearing this profound information and seeing the transformation on our clients. Session days to me are low key days.
Plus it's such a match. It's so exciting, you know, when you have a client, because it's such a match between the practitioner and the client. I told you, I think a long time ago, that I had this one client that said all her life she saw the numbers 1974, like anytime she was going through a hard time. And she even lived in an apartment building that was 1974. And then she would open a book, it'd be like 19 or 74. And she asked, and her higher self said that was just to show that this session had been planned since she was 3.
Oh,
wow.
Because that's my birthday. I'm 48. Oh. So you don't have to do math.
Put it on the calendar for the gifts later. Too funny. I had, you know, that you saying the numbers reminded me of a client I had. I had her under and she was talking and I was looking at her face, and right here I was like, what is that? What is it? I'm getting closer because, you know, she's got her eyes closed. I'm like getting in there. I'm like, what is that? So I took my camera. I took a picture of it, my phone. And afterwards, I'm looking at that with her. I said, do you see it? And she goes, yeah, I do. And it was a series of numbers and it was her daughter's birthday. Whoa. And it showed up on her face. And then after we had talked about it, then it was gone. It wasn't on her face anymore. So that one was wild. I posted that one in the forum. If anyone is QHHT forum, that one is in there because that one blew me away. It's like, oh my God, there's a number that showed up on your face. It was, of course, interesting. Yeah. It's amazing what our bodies will do, what spirit will do, where it takes us. I tell people there are no two sessions alike. It's like a fingerprint. So whatever it is you came here thinking was going to happen, just set it over on a shelf and you're just going to experience and enjoy. I said, I had a guy that had the most boring lifetime ever. You know, he was like, maybe medieval times, but he was like this simple farmer and he lived alone and the whole thing played out and he never really had anything. He farmed and he sat at home and he farmed and he sat at home. It was like getting through that, you know, and at the end of it, he didn't realize that he was afraid to be alone and that they were showing him that he would never, that this is where that fear came from. The thing that he was experiencing was coming from this fear of being alone, and that fear of being alone came from that lifetime because it was so lonely. And he was able to clear that and move out of that energy and be ready to do something new, get out in the world and do the thing that he's been procrastinating on. But it's interesting, the stuff that'll come up. Even some of the lifetimes that seem so slow, or swirls of colors, and they're like, I'm only seeing swirls of colors. And so I stay with that. What kind of colors are, you know, and then that'll end up being, I remember what that one was. She was a cell in the body, in the human body. Mm. And she was going through the body and the, and it was interesting. So
always many amazing. Things. Always amazing. We got we're on our timer, like, 2 minutes, maybe.
2 minutes ago.
So okay. Real quick, can we go through and everybody tell how you can be found? So we have 2 minutes. Whoever wants to go first, how can people find you?
I'll go first since I'm up top. My website, drerica.love, E-R-I-C-A. Well, let me just spell the whole thing. D-R-E-R-I-C-A.love.
Okay. Sarah?
TheHolisticHypnotist.com.
Fantastic. How do we want to go here? Go Suzanne or Tracy? Go.
TracyMahan.com. Go ahead.
Okay, Monica?
MonicaDunnQHHT.com.
Fantastic. Suzanne, how can people find you?
SuzanneSpooner.com.
Yay!
We made it! And then, and like we said, you have links, you'll have links on this, and we have links everywhere out there. On how you can find the Lionsgate Portal of Enlightenment event.
Yay, we did it, we did it.
So we really are excited about it. We can't wait to see you there.
Yay. Bye everyone.
Bye. Thank you, ladies.
Saturday, bye. All of you.